Blog Talk Radio.
Jamarcus, you live. Jamarcus, you're live. Jamarcus, you're live.
I'ma tell them one day how life's perception all changed up in one J. And most prayers ain't gonna happen on a Sunday. That's the truest statement you heard from me.
That every 24 hours I'm gaining plenty more power. Obtaining this information, I'm aiming the volume louder.
Overall, whom chatter? You gossiping, moving backwards. You're lost and you proving after. Why I should be losing laughter? I would never stop with telling my fans because I made mistakes like the Rockets with Kevin McHale.
Living life on the edge.
Yo,
all right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. My bad about that, y'all, but what's going on? It's your boy DJ Avicii, and I just want to go ahead and say thank you guys so much for stopping through this wonderful Sunday afternoon, rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii here on Fly Life Radio. All right, guys, so we most definitely got a couple of amazing things stopping through a little later on. We got my boy King Classic coming through from Rick Ross Music Group. He's going to be talking about a little bit about himself and his upcoming music. We'll also be, premiering one of his singles also, so we don't want to let any cats out the bag just yet. We most definitely got a bunch of new music as well, and a hot topic for the women and the fellas to most definitely go ahead and chime in on, because I most definitely want to hear what you guys want to say about that. But we're going to go ahead and get into the new show opener, and this is my boy Flawless Make It. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Ever wanted was a band and a mansion, couple chains and a rollie on with the diamonds dancing in the light. But you know I get it right. You ain't know how to ball.
45 caliber handgun.
I do this shit to the death, keeping it real with my team. Don't fuck with niggas who flex. Smoking the pound of the shit that will give you some pain in your chest. Niggas be talking, but not about the action. Famous as fuck in the cut, and the cameras be flashing. That's just a vision I'm having. Made it my mission to be living lavish. Stopped for a while, but I'm back now. Never been a bookie, never back down. Chopper make a ball like it's Black Hawk down. Niggas be hating, cause we be the talk of the town. My niggas be little shooters that don't fuck around. Started this rap shit when I was 15, now I got my own sound. Keeping it going, I'm flowing like waves in the moonlight. Just throwing the bread around, call it a full fight. I'm working my ass off every single day like a slave. Dreaming of fortune and fame in the day I pull up in the race. I told myself to go get it, to keep having hunger and faith. Look in my face, I put in the work. Playing in one war, that's not what you want, man, like I'm Lil Durk. Going berserk on you niggas. Shout out to Durk and G Herbo. Nigga, I'm faded.
Nigga, I'm faded.
Smoking no medical, I'm medicated.
I'm medicated.
And I'm making music, I've been dedicated. No, we haven't made it.
We haven't made it.
But I'm staying focused as fuck, nigga, until the day that we make it. No, we haven't made it.
We haven't made it.
But nigga, I'm faded.
Nigga, I'm faded.
I'm smoking no medical, I'm medicated.
I'm medicated.
And I'm making music, I've been dedicated.
I've been dedicated.
No, we haven't made it.
We haven't made it.
But I'm staying focused as fuck, nigga, until the day that we make it. Money, sex, drugs, guns, violence, all a nigga know right now. If you grow up in the world like this, fuck around and make a nigga wanna go and cut his wrist. I'm too gifted for this, been on my grind for too long and don't even skate. Niggas be starving and trying to steal food on my plate. I can see now that it's me who they starting to hate. Hey, but don't fuck with them anyway. The devil don't sleep any day, so I pray to God that you pray. And I swear to God for a while, it's been nothing but work and no play. I don't need a vacay. Money on my mind, it was just for a payday. Feel like an AK, embrace your with napalm, better call Mayday. I'm tired of all you niggas lying on the beat, never telling the truth. Turn into flames when I step in the booth. I'm killing the shit, murder the beat, really drilling the bitch. Hustle and flow till I'm 50 and rich.
And bitch, I won't stop.
And bitch, I won't stop.
Till I reach the top.
Till I reach the top.
I'm working my ass off every single day like a slave. Dreaming of fortune and fame. And the day I pull up in a race, I told myself to go get it. To keep having hunger and faith. Look in my face. I put in the work. Playing in one war. That's not what you want, man. Like I'm Lil Durk. Going berserk on you niggas. Shout out to Durk and G Herbo. Nigga, I'm faded.
Nigga, I'm faded.
Smoking no medical. I'm medicated.
I'm medicated.
And I'm making music. I've been dedicated.
I've been dedicated.
No, we haven't made it.
No, we haven't made it.
But I'm staying focused as fuck, nigga. Until the day that we make it. No, we haven't made it.
We haven't made it.
My nigga, I'm faded.
Nigga, I'm faded.
Smoking no medical. I'm medicated.
I'm medicated.
And I'm making music. I've been dedicated. No, we haven't made it. But I'm staying focused as fuck, nigga, until the day that we make it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my boy Flawless coming out of Rockford, Illinois' very own. And that's one of his newest singles he just released. It's called Make It, produced by one of my good friends, Murph. Murph is, he was most definitely the engineer on that hot track. Flawless will also be one of the dope-ass artists that's going to be on my upcoming LP, OVO's Assassination, so most definitely be looking out for that. Go on SoundCloud, make sure you type in Flawless and go ahead and jam out to some of his music. I will most definitely do two more things. I see I got a call on the line, 313. Just hold on one sec. I just want to get this real quick announcement out. The day before yesterday, I actually just lost my auntie to cancer. It's been a long battle, you know, and I most definitely asked God to, you know, gracefully carry her soul up and most definitely take care of her. So one thing I want to do just for her before we let, you know, before we start the show, even all the way, let anybody on the line, I want to go ahead and play one of the old schools that she loved, one of my fan favorites, and also the second opener to the show. This is going to be Ice Cube. Today was a good day. So after this, we're going to go ahead and hop right back on into it and go ahead and start rotating and jamming out to everything. But right now, let's go ahead and get into this real quick track real quick. We'll be right back with you, ladies and gents.
Break them. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat sand. round one. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. Two in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day. Thinking about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my main man, Ice Cube. Today was a good day, and today is a wonderful day. And you know why? Because we got my boy King Classic coming through from Rick Ross Music Group a little later on within the show. As of right now, let's go ahead and open up the wonderful call lines to all the wonderful fans. All right, 313-659. If you're still on the line, you are live. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
How you feeling?
I'm good, man.
Okay, okay, okay. So, I mean, if you got anything you want to promote, you know, you most definitely got the time as of right now.
I am currently working on a new album. You know, I'm on your kill, man. You should know me, so yeah. I mean, I've got like albums and mixtapes like every single month, like yeah.
All right, my man. All right, I thought that was you, young kiddo. You get on the line and you sound, you know, just a little bit quiet, man. The voice is deep, but I mean it's pretty low, so it's a little hard of hearing you, dog. Mm-hmm.
It's hot as hell today. Yesterday,
man, I was worked my ass off. Like, I was outside, like, picking up grapes and everything. Well, higher as hell.
My man. And you still run that radio show, right? I'm going to get back on it tonight. It's just,
all right, 100.
I ain't been on there in a while, so yeah, I'm gonna get back on it tonight. I'm gonna have to announce that. But as far as the album, I already got like.
And if you can, bro, just speak up a little bit. You still sound a little bit far back, my boy.
Damn. Hold up. But yeah, as far as the album, I got like 7 tracks right now. So yeah, it's 7 tracks. Yeah. It'll be done somewhere about this week. So yeah. Only got a couple of few more to go.
So yeah, I'm just waiting on these features.
And yeah,
all right.
The album release date, it will be out on the 6th. So be on the lookout. I do got radio interviews coming up.
Right, 100, man. So, I mean, most definitely, ladies and gents, make sure you go on SoundCloud, type in Young Money Dollar, and most definitely check out some of my man's music. He most definitely got, you know, some of that originality and some of that heat still, so most definitely check out that. And like you said, on the 26th as well, he got some more fire droppers, so most definitely stay on the lookout for that. But I most definitely do thank you for, coming through. You already know, stay on the line, man. Rock out with us. Hopefully, we have the lines open a little later on in the show, and you can also rock out with King Classic, man. All right. 100. 100. My man. All right, so hey, let's go ahead and let the next caller on the line, 804-299.
Yeah, this is David calling in for my Network Kings. If anybody's looking to get any graphic design, promotional products, or printing done, feel free to give me a call at 804-299-1199 or check out my website, www.networkkings1.com.
My man. And if you got any other pages, Facebook, Twitter, anything like that, you know you can most definitely go ahead and shout that out as well, man.
Yeah, you can catch me at on Facebook. On Facebook is David Robinson. And on Twitter and Instagram is Network Kings on there also. So you can catch me on them links as well.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. So if y'all need that graphic design wizard, make sure y'all hit up my man. All right, so I do thank you so much for shooting through, you know, chilling out with your boy today. This is your boy DJ Avicii. So most definitely make sure you tune in every Sunday between 6 and 7 and rock out with the live is here. You know, you got your promoting time. You know, we network with some of the hottest people in the industry. So most definitely stay tuned, you know, stay on the line and rock out with us a little later on, all right?
All right, thank you.
No problem at all. All right, ladies and gents, so let me go ahead and go back to the call line real quick. I think we almost got a little special guest here on the line for you as well. Hey, Black Tears, you ready?
Oh, he's not on yet.
All right. So it looks like you guys just got to be patient a little bit longer, and we'll most definitely have that special guest on the line right now. All right. So let's go ahead and hop into a real quick track, and then we'll be right back with you guys, and hopefully we got that wonderful special guest in the line with us today. So here, this is your boy, Blazo, with Izzy the Plug. We'll be right back, ladies.
Look like he got it.
Yeah. Blazo,
They looking like Izzy the Plug.
Yeah.
Izzy the Plug. Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like Izzy the Plug. He look like he got it. Izzy the Plug.
Look at him.
Walking his bitch and no presses to fall.
Yeah.
Is he trying to, he telling them drop?
Is he rapping or trapping?
Bitch, I'm fresh to death, like my cough in the club.
You know it.
And I flex up so hard cause everything I got out the mud.
Used to wear white tees and Dickies. Now I can choose between Louis or Fendi. They watch me like TV, I deserve an Emmy. Every female with me, favorite line is Demi. Baddies came with me, you know I got plenty.
You know
my cologne, I'm like a walking chimney. Tell the bartenders in the case of Remy. Don't jump out your skin cause my nigga keep itchy. We ain't even start flexing yet, and I could tell these bitches about to act a act.
Look at them hoes,
all my niggas came through fresh, breaking bitches' necks with the aftermath.
We dripping soul,
fresh as a baby sack. Haters hating what they hating at.
Yeah.
I told them to check her back. Pussy nigga
yeah,
going
yeah,
check her back.
They looking like Izzy the Plug.
Yeah.
Izzy the Plug. Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like Izzy the Plug. He got it. Izzy the Plug.
Look at him.
Walking his bitch and no fresh as the
yeah, yeah,
they looking like Izzy the Plug.
Izzy the Plug.
Yeah, yeah. Izzy the Plug. Walking his bitch and no fresh as the fuck. They looking like Izzy the Plug. He look like he got it. Izzy the Plug.
Look at him.
Walking his bitch and no fresh as the
fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Look, he the one with the cocaine. Yeah, he used to whip it like I gon' see
it.
Cause
whip
that nigga fresh like he on the clean.
Woo.
They think I'm no plug just by my demeanor. I used to dream about my jealous.
Yeah.
Now I get fly as propellers. Fresh to death, they think I need a barbera. Feel like the king, I just need my Coretta. But I know these niggas is telling.
They
my face for a minute, then belly.
I'm gone.
I'm young and I'm black with some money.
Yeah.
They wanna know what he's telling.
It gotta be.
But I'm being honest, your honor.
100.
I had to work for these comments.
I did. They just think I am the plug, cause I'm fresh with the fuck, that you send my persona. They ask who he play with kids, cause that nigga dope as fuck. I know they hating me, this that I know. Me and my niggas, they cannot take me, probably cause I'm taking it home. I did you a favor, but you wanna play with me, oh no, no, no. Oh no, 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 no.
They looking
no.
Like is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like is he the plug?
Is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah. Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like is he the plug? He look like he got it. Walking his bitch and no fresh as the fuck. They looking like
all right, ladies and gentlemen, that was another one of Rockford, Illinois' very own indie artist, my man Blazo. He also just recently did a remix to his track Show Out with Tory Lanez and another wonderful special guest, but I'm not going to tell y'all why because y'all got to go on SoundCloud and check it out yourself. So make sure you go on SoundCloud, type in Blazo Show Out Remix featuring Tory Lanez and another wonderful special guest, and go ahead and rock out to that wonderful summer anthem coming straight from the very own Midwest. All right, so ladies and gents, we got a wonderful, wonderful special guest on the line as of right now. Let's go ahead and give a wonderful applause to my man King Classic coming from Rick Ross Music Group. What's going on, player?
Man, what's going down, baby? Good
not
to be
much,
here,
not
man.
Much.
Shout out to everybody.
100. It's good to have you on the show, man. How you feeling today?
Man, holding it down, man. Just working in the city, man. Getting ready to drop my next single called All On Me with the video, man. Do some real good marketing and networking and campaigning with that, man. Trying to take it to the top, man. I need 1 million views. I need 1 million hits. I need $1 million off this one.
Woo, a million feeling like Weezy right now with that fire, man. That's what I'm talking about. So let's go ahead and jump into, your upcoming tape, man. Let's go ahead and let us know a little bit about that.
Okay, my next single, All On Me, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be globally distributed through Rick Ross Music Group / Universal. You know what I'm saying? We got a little situation going on over there. I started shooting the video like a week or two ago. I'm going to wrap it up here in the next upcoming weeks. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to get it all prepared, get it right. You know what I'm saying? So we can drop it on all the digital platforms, Vivo, YouTube, Revolt, World Star, you know what I'm saying? The local neighborhood, everybody need to have it, you know what I'm saying? The ladies love it, so I'm just trying to get it circulating in the clubs, man. I got a club banger on my hands, so I'm going to do the most with it. They can get ready to look forward to that coming up this fall. And then I got my next mixtape on my note, the mixtape 2, the Royal Re-Up, working on that. We're going to try to drop that sometime in the fall as well, man. Try to not do everything at the same time. But whenever it get ready and it's good and get that stamp of approval, we're going to run with it.
Oh, wait. My man putting their work right now, ladies and gents. Y'all better quit sleeping on them, King Classic, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm
going to
wake them up, man. If they sleep on me, I'm definitely going to wake them up.
And let them know. So, I mean, do you got any, major special guests that's going to be appearing on any upcoming singles as well? Also your next tape that you're going to drop within the fall?
Well, I mean, I can't really, disclose all that right now. And now is featuring Theezy Stacks. That's another H-Town artist right now. And I got a lot of plugs with a lot of artists in and out of town on the West Coast, down South, Midwest, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to let the cat out the bag too soon, you know what I'm saying? But definitely I want to give a shout-out to my people out there on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, the whole Rick Ross Music Group label, Big Suave, the executives out there, they've been rocking with me, man, pushing me to get this stuff done, so I'm just working right now.
Okay, well, ain't nothing wrong with that, keep us interested and one more, man.
I will tell you this, though, a lot of people don't know, so I'm going to start letting people know off top now. The same guy that produced Bryson Tiller's Don't produce All On Me. You know what I'm saying? And I knew him before he even dropped that song, before he even got big off of that song, producer by the name of Doughboy. So shout out to him for putting me down with some heat. And, shit, we're going to take it to the top, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Most definitely shout out to that man and all his wonderful success. I can't wait. Most definitely, when you drop him, make sure you stop through here and we can go ahead and get him in queue. But it seemed like we got two callers on the line. So let's go ahead and open up some, you saying, open up the call lines. Go ahead and let the callers rock out with King Classic as well as your boy DJ Avicii here on Fly Life Radio. All right, so 516-412. It seems like you're the first one in line. How you doing today, caller? Once again, 516-412. Looks like we got some cold feet. Well, let's go ahead and keep it on moving then. Black Tear. All right, 313-556.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? How you feeling today?
I'm good. How y'all doing today?
We're doing wonderful.
Living, man. Living and grinding.
On this beautiful Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Sunshine. Y'all know I represent Detroit. What's up?
D-Town, stand up.
Checking the show out. What's going on?
Not much. Got King Classic here rocking out with us. I mean, if you want to go ahead and connect or anything like that, you know you got the time to.
Well, I just want to say what's up there, everybody. You know, we calling in to promote the DET Awards April the 19th. It's going to be at Wayne State, hosted by me and my partner, Eddie Powell. We're going to be doing the after party at Club Dream, three floors of fun. It's going down, stuff like that. You know, I like to listen in. I don't like to talk too much and promote too much. I try to give other people a chance, but I appreciate the radio time. I just wanted to call in and support, you know.
It's no problem at all. You know, we always rocking out with any type of indie business, any type of indie artist. You know, we always for the indie people. So anytime you need to, you most definitely can. 6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday.
All right, that's what's up. Thanks for having me.
Oh, also, before you go, you say you're in a D, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I got a show coming up soon. It's going to be in July 19th. If you could follow me on my social media, or you could go on my website, www.kingclassicmusic.com. And look for all my upcoming events, but it's going to be going down as the Get Money, Stop Hating tour. We got a Chanel, the Young Money headlining, man, and I'm rocking out with them boys. So if you ain't doing nothing, tell your people in the D, man, come out, man, show us some love.
I sure will. I keep up with that. Where's the venue? Do you know where you're going to be performing at?
Check it again. What's the venue in Detroit? The Cola Bar and Lounge or Cola Bar and Grill.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. That's cool. I'm pretty sure I'll be hearing from you again and touching bases soon, and we'll come through there and support you.
Yeah, for sure, man. My Instagram, official King Classic, Twitter _ King Classic, if you want to, you know what I'm saying, connect and just stay in tune with me. Like I said, the website is www.kingclassicmusic.com, and my upcoming events will be on there as well.
Okay, we can link up.
All right, that's a bit.
All right. All right, everybody, a peace now.
Appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Hey, appreciate you, Black Tear.
All right, ladies and gents. So most definitely, shout out to all new callers, all repeated callers. We do wonderfully thank you guys so much because you make us. So we do want to go ahead and say thank you so much for all the wonderful support we've been getting here at Fly Life Radio and all the wonderful success that King Classic has most definitely been getting What I want to do real quick is hop into a real quick track, and we'll be right back with y'all. Go ahead and hop right back into the interview with my man King Classic, coming straight from Rick Ross Music Group. Ladies and gents, this is me, your boy DJ Avicii, featuring my boy G Thotty. This is going to be Liquid Gold, and it's also going to be on my upcoming LP as well, OVO's Assassination. So we'll be right back with you, ladies and gents.
Say it again, Jamarcus.
This is your boy DJ Avicii featuring G Thotty, Liquid Gold.
Jamarcus, say it again.
This is your boy DJ Avicii featuring G Thotty, Liquid Gold.
Smack ass around, feel the pussy getting tighter when she coming on my dick and my soul like a filth. Grab it by the dick.
Fortune.
Shawty got that $1 million liquid gold. Liquid gold, shawty got that $1 million liquid gold, liquid gold, shawty got that. Open that thing up and let me bust a bando. If I count your dreams, I can tell you I'm commando. Don't believe in dreams, but baby girl, put that ass in position. Don't count your sheets, but baby girl, you know I'm here for destruction. Yeah, get that $1 million got it. You got that $1 million got it. You got that $1 million, liquid gold. Let's turn it over. Shawty got that $1 million, liquid gold, liquid gold. Shawty got that $1 million, liquid gold, liquid gold. Shawty got that up down, not turn it over.
$1 million ass like $1 million dream for $1 million nigga. Shorty, shorty, drop a fan like a stripper. Ball made boots, she a killer in her bed, I'm a drunk. Smack ass around, feel the pussy getting tighter when she coming on my dick and my soul like a felt. Grab it by the neck when a nigga deep in it. Kiss the pussy when I'm done, cause the shorty ain't a quitter when I dove in. I'm the nigga who she call her, who she fiend for. In the mall, walk around with the wings on. We gon' ball out now, got them G's on. Grab the ass from the front, get my T's on. When I get it to the crib, I'ma please her. Throw on the bed, baby girl, take them jeans off. Know the stroke ain't crazy, need a breeze. About to give it to her hard, knock her knees off.
That up down, not turn it over. That up down, not turn it over. Shawty got that. Hey, 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 liquid gold, liquid gold. Shawty got that up down, not turn it over. That up down, not turn it over. Shawty got that. Liquid gold,
fortune.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was your boy DJ Avicii featuring my boy G Thotty Liquid Gold. Again, that'll be on my upcoming LP, OVO's Assassination, so be looking out for that. All right, wonderful peace. All right, so let's go ahead and hop right back into this interview with my boy King Classic. All right, man. So I know a lot of people don't know, you know, too much of you. You know, there's always that one or two or three fans, you know, that you can always make as brand new fans coming through. So go ahead and, you know, give us a little backstory behind, you know, how you got started and how you got connected with our Rick Ross Music Group.
All right, well, basically, you know what I'm saying, I've been rapping since 11, you know what I'm saying, starting out young, you know, doing my thing like anybody else, just coming up regular closet studios, you know, doing my thing. And then, you know what I'm saying, I ended up getting on radio internet radio in Houston. And from there, we just start getting a lot of connects, me and the other host, Ms. Bundy, you know what I'm saying? We start getting a lot of connects, celebrity connects, just dealing with everybody from L'Oreal, from Love & Hip Hop, to the Mixon Brothers, the two fat dudes from the Clumps, the comedians. We ended up MC8, Jara Everett, just a whole bunch of different celebrities we started dealing with. And one of the guests we ended up interviewing was Freeway Ricky Ross, the real Rick Ross.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and just
one quick
moment here. I'm sorry about interrupting you. I see we got a caller on the line real quick. 334-350. Just one sec. We'll be right with you, all right?
All right.
My bad about that, King Classic.
Oh, yeah. So one of the guests we ended up having it was Freeway Rick and his artist at the time. And from there, you know, we just developed a working relationship. Then he had extended his hand out. At the time, he had a new website and he wanted to start internet radio as well. So he had extended his hand out to us to become radio host on his, you know, his own platform or whatever. It didn't pan out like that. He ended up having a website and doing some other things because he had his book coming out and the biography coming out and everything else, you know, got hectic. And he got wind of my music through one of his execs, and they brought me on the board, you know, signed me directly to the label, you know what I'm saying, with distribution through Universal. And it's been a wrap since then. I've been rocking with him for about 3 or 4 years, you know, building the brand, building the name, building the image. And, you know, from here to 2016 going on, man, it's time to take over, man. Put the fake niggas out of business, you know what I'm saying, and keep the real niggas ahead. That's how I go down.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. So, seems like he must have been putting in work as a youngin', man. So, just one second. Let's go ahead and let this caller on the line real quick. So, 334-350, you are live.
What's up, man?
What's going on? How you feeling today?
Yeah, chilling, taking it easy, man. Can't complain.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's up, Eddie? So, how's it going, man?
So, I mean, if you got, any type of music or anything like that you want to promote, you know, you most definitely got the time to do so.
Yeah, I got a mixtape coming out in 3 weeks. It's called Really to Get. And a video coming out. It's a song called I'm a Hustler. It's going to be dropping on YouTube soon. About 2 weeks. Possibly with video already dropping, just getting it edited and shit. So, I went on the camera later, so. That's what I did. That's what I've been having going on, man. And fucking with Ed on Ed with the radio, he should play one of my songs I got on there. So I've been doing that shit and opening up for different artists and shit. That's about it, man.
Okay. That's what's up. I like to hear people out there in the world putting in work, man. That's what I'm talking about. So, I mean, we also, you know, you also rocking with your boy DJ Avicii at King Classic. You know, our wonderful special guest today coming from Rick Ross Music Group. So, I mean, if you want to go ahead and ask him any questions about his single music or anything like that, you know, you most definitely got the time to do so as well.
Okay. He's from Rick Ross. He's from what, Rick Ross?
Man, Rick
the
Ross
real
Music
one.
Group. Yeah, the
Not
real
the
Rick
one.
Ross.
That one. The real one.
Okay, the real one. Okay. Shit, man, what steps you took, man, you know what I'm saying, to get to the points you went on. You know,
say it again?
What steps you took, you know, to get where the position you went on? You know, you had to go through people, you know, giving you a hard time and, you know what I'm saying, just downing you.
Hell yeah.
You know,
let me tell you something. First off, man, people don't respect the game for what it is. Like, anything that you do, like the dope game, you got to know math. You got to know the basics. You know what I'm saying? With the rap game, if you want people to respect you, you got to know the basics. Anybody can put together a CD. Anybody could drop some music. Anybody could just throw that shit out there. But when you want to be taken seriously, you got to do all the business, handle all the business, make sure your PROs are straight. Make sure you got everything mixed and mastered straight. Make sure everything is radio quality to come out. Just do a whole bunch of business that people don't want to tell you that in the beginning. People wouldn't tell me what I needed to do to get my publishing straight. People didn't want to tell me what I needed to do to properly distribute my music. People didn't tell me what I needed to do to get paid off my spins, get paid off my streams, get paid off of my music, period. And it take a long time for some people to come to them conclusions. You know what I'm saying? People will let you go blindly through this game thinking that whatever you're doing is just, you know what I'm saying, the best of what you can do. And it's way more to it. It's a whole lot more to that. So my advice and what I did was found out all the business side of the music, made sure all my paperwork was straight so that I can make money off of it. And I ain't just doing it for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
Even anytime you touch a stage, you're supposed to get paid for it. Even if they ain't paying, you still supposed to get paid.
That's what I'm talking about. The wise words from my man King Classic. That's what I'm talking about. Giving back to the indie artists. And that's what I love, man. That's what we all about here at Fly Life Radio. So, most definitely. But, caller, most definitely, you know, tune in with us, rock out with us every Sunday between 6 and 7 p.m. We always, always got spots for, you know, music to put in rotation. You know, your music is always welcome here. Just make sure you follow me on Facebook at Avicii. That's going to be A-V-I-C-H-I, Avicii. Make sure you follow me on there, man, and most definitely hit me up. We can possibly get some in rotation for you, all right?
Okay, babe, you got this little E, man. You got caller, I'm from Montgomery too, man. From 334, man. You got Eddie on Facebook. I can just add him. You know, click.
Yes,
all right, bet. Hey, Eddie, send me his link so I can just, you know, add him real fast. If you can do that for me, if you don't mind for me, I appreciate it.
No problem at all. We appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
All right, so seems like we most definitely got another caller on the line as well, so let's go ahead and let him on. After that, we're going to go ahead and premiere King Classic single music, so most definitely that'll be up coming right up next. So let's go ahead and let him on the line, 586-343, you are live. What's going on? How you feeling today, caller?
What's up, my baby? How you doing today?
Pretty good. We got King Classic rocking out with us today.
What's up, King Classic? How you doing? I was actually told to call in.
We're going down, baby.
How you doing? My name is Zoo Gang Morilla. I'm the CEO of the Zero Haters Union here in Detroit, Michigan, also known as the Zoo Gang. We are artists, a management company, and promotional company. We some of everything here. We're trying to expand. And a friend of mine, Cheryl Shana, told me I should call in and promote the brand on air and speak with you, sir. So how are you today?
Well, that's dope. And most definitely, like I said, I'm going to be in the D on July 19th, so that'll be a perfect time for y'all to come out, man. If y'all can show some support, you want to network with me and meet me face-to-face, I'm a real nigga. So we definitely can get that going, man. And I like to touch down, man. I don't like to be in nobody's backyard without, you know what I'm saying, touching down with the real folks. I ain't trying to listen to nobody Hollywood and all that old crazy shit. I'm trying to fuck with the real niggas, man, and get that love.
Where you
going to
be on the 19th, my baby?
The Cola Bar and Lounge.
Cola Bar and Lounge. Oh, yeah, well, Zoo Gang will definitely be in the building, man. It's a lot of us. It's a lot of artists. It's a lot of other people here, producers, videographers. It's like over 300 or 400 of us worldwide, you know what I'm saying? So we're not just a local brand, but we definitely rocking with you. We're going to be in the building with you. I'll make sure I promote the fact that you're going to be here. Come get some flicks, and we'll do some more discussions. We got a movie coming up. Maybe I can even get you a role in the film.
Oh, that's dope, man. I'm definitely down with that. And I can find y'all on the
YouTube
media, man.
Yep, social media. Well, you can add me on social media. My name is Mo Rilla, just M-O space R-E-A-L-A. That's on Facebook. On Instagram, it's at Zoo Gang Rilla. Same thing on Twitter. On YouTube, just go in, type Z-H-U space G-A-N-G. I'm all type of stuff about me going to show up, my baby, on Google or anything. You can Google us. Or
okay,
YouTube.
How do you spell that Zoo Gang again?
Z-H-U.
Okay.
G-A-N-G. And it stands for Zero Haters Union, generating a greatness amongst new generations.
Okay. I can dig
it. My baby, look up the trailer for the movie, The Sequel. You just type in Zoo Gang and show up. I'm going to talk about trying to get you up in there. All right,
oh,
I'll see you on the 19th.
Man, I definitely
don't
take
forget
that
it.
Extended invitation for sure.
As soon as you touch down,
I'm gonna go on
Cheryl,
there right after we get off the phone.
Yeah, so as soon as you touch down, tell Cheryl get me the Zoo Gang Marilla. She gonna make it happen. All right.
All right.
I'll see y'all, man. Keep up the good work with the show. I'll be sending some more music over here as well.
Make sure you tune in every Sunday between 6 and 7 p.m. Rock out with your boy DJ Avicii here on Fly Life Radio. All indie businesses welcome. Let them know. Spread the word for them.
I got you, man. I'm about to blow it up right now.
Appreciate it. That's what I'm talking about. Much love.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, I want to go ahead and give a big shout-out to all new callers, all repeated callers, you know what I'm saying, so far. That's most definitely chimed in. You know, chill out with me and King Classic, you know, spit some good vibes, man, because I like to do that. You know, I most definitely like to keep energy flowing here, and that's what we're about to continue to do. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is music by my man King Classic. So let's go ahead and get into this hit single real quick, and we'll be right back with y'all, ladies and gentlemen.
Just incredible.
My music.
It's the groove and the melody. Didn't take long for you to come and get next to me. Not thinking nothing sexually, but you know we got that late 19. Vamping out Terry, Mary, JMF, all I need. Then it went to Tupac and some Nas, 400 degrees. By the time I had realized and develop my own style. Ain't nobody fucking with I. Fly down to the FYE. Pick up some Scarface, UGK, that 213 album. This motherfucker off the chain. Uncle Snoop, Warren G, Nate Dogg just saying it, man. You can tell how I rhyme, I'm ahead of the game. And you only live once, you gotta pick your lane. You really can't lose whichever way you choose. As long as nobody fuck with my music.
Fuck with my music. Mess around and get into it. Bet nobody fuck with my music. Fuck with my music. Cause I just might lose it. The sound make my mood so soothing. Fuck with my music.
It's the beat and the vocals, the bass and the treble. Boys, they know my EQ. Motherfucker level classic ain't dying no time soon. Motherfucker shovel spitting flames in the fast lane. Pedal to the metal. And nah, I ain't gon' stop. I see these heathens who see the hate steady on my cock. But when I'm jamming, it seems to keep me balanced. Lord willing, I make it. Yeah, push it and balance. Problem versus the hustler. Inside yourself, there's a challenge. However you do it, whichever way you manage, do it with careful planning. Just watch the way you handle it. Don't find yourself damaged and bruised when you choose to fuck with my music. Mess around and get to it. Bet nobody fuck with my music. Fuck with my music. Cause I just might lose it. The sound make my mood so soothing. Fuck with my music.
Fuck with my music. Bet nobody fuck with my music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was music by my man King Classic. Fuck with my music. Man, I love that. And that end piece was so beautiful, so beautiful. Who's the producer behind that track?
Oh, man, that's a producer by the name of Justin Credible Beats, man. He a cool cat. He's from the South, but he ended up relocating out to Cali. And he's out there right now presently doing some work with a lot of, you know, major artists out there, getting them some stuff. But he actually prepped some new beat for my new mixtape. And he was one of the first producers that I worked with that single, man. So it was a real good thing. And, you know, like that piece is like an ode to music, basically saying, you know what I'm saying, all the different artists that I respect and like, and how I kind of fell in love with music as a whole, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a G, but it just so happens that that happens to be one of my, you know, tracks that, you know, I really,
man,
like embrace.
That's what I'm talking about. It shows so much originality that's most definitely missed in indie music. And I talk about that all the time here on the show, because I feel like that's one of the main factors that can really make a hit single or not, you know. And if you don't have that originality, that's something that can really tie back to the fan, you know, then you really ain't got no hit single. And that right there at the end most definitely can pull some heartstrings, man. I'm feeling that most def.
Man, and I'm going to be doing a video to that, too. I ended up doing a video to my next single first, but I'm going to double back and do that video so people can get the visual with the song when it come out.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, most definitely make sure you send that to us. As soon as you do, man, we most definitely get that put up on everything for you, most def.
Okay, appreciate that most definitely, man. I'll make sure y'all know when it's coming out and get the debuts and everything like that.
My man, you know, ain't nothing but love here at Fly Life Radio with your boy DJ Avicii. We do, again, thank you so much for stopping by and rocking out with us. But it seemed like we actually got another caller on the line. So let's go ahead and let them on real quick. 644-775, you are live. Seem like we got some cold feet. It's all good. Let's go ahead and continue on with the show. All right. So most definitely, one thing I want to ask you, you know, I feel like it's pretty much the biggest part of even wanting to step within the music industry. I want to ask you, what was the biggest thing you found out that would help out indie artists more than, you know, more than making sure that their track was mixed and mastered and things like that? What was that one biggest key tool that, you know, pretty much opened up more doorways than any other original basic step?
Man, I'm gonna say the networking, man. Meeting a lot of different people that's already in the game and embracing the relationships that you have with those people, because I say within my first couple of years taking my career seriously, I ended up meeting a lot of people who was in the industry already, and some of those people just became like business relationships, and some of them people just became like, you know, close friends. And when they become close friends, it's more or less like, you know, they want to see you succeed. They want to see you make it to the next level, and they give you pointers and put you in the right places, in the right doors with the right people. And, you know, those other business relationships, you know, that's just people who want to get money with you, and they're more like music associates than anything.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, right within all that, what do you feel like would be the biggest, you know, downfall to, you know, an indie artist networking with some of the most, you know, bigger major groups?
Pretty much over-glorify them too much, not feeling like they people just like you, and they had to do the same things you had to do. A lot of times people meet celebrities, they see them on top, and then they feel like, oh, well, I should be there. They don't deserve to be there. I should be there. But you didn't put in the type of work they put in. You didn't go through the type of struggles that they had to go through. You know what I'm saying? So you don't respect the game as much as they do. Where they at? See, I still got, you know, I got a lot of success and done a lot of things, but I got a far way to go too. And I look at everybody who, you know what I'm saying, is deeper off in the game, and I know that they had to go through the same thing I went through, and I respect it that much deeper because I know that they had to go through it. You know what I'm saying? And some people get the spoiled effect to where they feel like, oh, well, they don't have to do this, they don't have to do that. A lot of artists spend a lot of money on stuff that they ain't got to spend money on to make it. They display their budget on bullshit. on shit that don't mean nothing, shit that ain't finna make them or take them to the next level, you know?
Yeah, that's most definitely true. I do agree with you on that. They really do shit like that, and, you know, like you said, get into that you know, I'm too good for this, or I'm too good for that, or, I, you know, you should give it to me just because, you know, I shouldn't give you shit. That should be something that you want to work hard for, you know what I mean? That's how you gain that original fan base, you know, that's how you gain those original listeners. That's going to come back, you know, repeatedly, all the time. So I most definitely agree with you on that one.
Right, most definitely. But, yeah, most artists, they end up falling to the wayside, getting complacent in that type of thinking about, you know, how things are supposed to go, and, like, they're not supposed to go through the same thing.
Right. So, I mean, you know, within all of that there, what would you say, you know, would have been your backfall game, you know, if music didn't go all the way through for you?
Acting, producing, management, promoting. There's so much different avenues of what's going on in the game right now that you can monopolize off of, even if it's not being an artist. You know what I'm saying? You could make it to a certain level of success and then not go no further and you know, start a production team, start a management team, start a label. And just because you have the know-how, you end up making more money off of building you a solid team that's able to do it, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I ask you that because a lot of indie artists, whether they're first, you know, fresh starting out, or, you know, they've been in the game for a while, a lot of them don't have that backup plan, and they need to understand, you know, you still have to base your career, you know, within a reality standpoint. You know what I mean? So, you know, if they're not feeling the music, or if you can't, you know, get over a simple step to help you within the rest of that process, you need to make sure that you got something you can fall back on. And, you know, that's kind of what's messing up, you know, the music industry world. You know, nobody has anything to fall back on. So they kind of, you know, slip into the whole, I want to be, you know, within the trend, and I'm going to put out the same music and hopefully get the same positive feedback. You know what I mean? And it's all because I feel like, you know, it's all because they don't have a backup plan, something they can actually come to reality with, like, hey, that didn't work, but I know this is going to work even better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, most definitely, I'm looking at the time here. It seems like we've got about 2 or 3 minutes left in the show. I don't want the show to close out on you or anything. So, I mean, if you got any last words or anything like that, let them know where they can find that hit single music at one more time as well. You know, you most definitely got that time to do so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Real quick, man, anybody trying to find me, you can go to my website, kingclassicmusic.com. And you can see all of my updates where you can find my music, whether it be SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, you know, everything. You can look on there, and it'll keep updated. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I got an event, whether it's in Houston or outside of Houston, you can go to my website, and it'll be on there. My people are pretty much good on keeping me updated. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, @_KingClassic. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, Official King Classic. That's all one word, Official King Classic, all one word on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I keep all my stuff updated. I don't miss a beat at all. Right now, I'm on my way to the DJ Mixer as we speak. So, you know, follow me on there. And Facebook, my like page or my artist page is, you can type in facebook.com/officialkingclassic, and you can find me on there as well.
100, 100. That's what I'm talking about, man. So make sure y'all most definitely follow my man on all social sites. And again, make sure you guys go ahead, go on SoundCloud, you know, anywhere else you need to, and most definitely go ahead and look up that single music by King Classic. And actually, we're going to go ahead and close out the show with that wonderful single music by King Classic. We want to go ahead and thank all the callers that's most definitely called there, new callers, repeated callers. We do love you guys and the support that you do give us. We want to go ahead and give a wonderful, major, big shout-out to my man King Classic, coming from Rick Ross Music Group, stopping through, rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii here on Fly Life Radio. We do thank you so much for, you know, stopping through and, you know, spending some game with us, man.
Also, they can look out for that new single, All On Me. That new single, All On Me, and the video coming out real soon. Play that. It'll be everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, the whole work. So stream it, buy it, show support for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it real big for that, man. Get ready to drop that new mixtape on my note too, the Royal Re-Up, so they can look for that too, man. We're just trying to make it happen, man, and get it going down. King Classic, Rick Ross Music.
King Classic, baby. King Classic. That's what I'm talking about, man. Thanks again for stopping through. We do appreciate it.
Appreciate you, too.
No problem at all, man. All right, ladies and gents. This is Music by King Classic. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We'll holler at you next Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m., baby. It's your boy DJ Avicii, and we out of here. Peace.
Just incredible.
My music. King Classic.
It's the groove and the melody. Didn't take long for you to come and get next to me. Not thinking nothing sexually, but you know we got that late night thing. Vamping out Jerry, Mary, JMF, all I need. Then it went to Tupac and some Nas, 400 degrees. By the time I had realized and developed my own style, ain't nobody fucking with I. Fly down to the FYE, pick up some Scarface, UGK, that 213 album. This motherfucker off the chain. Uncle Snoop, Warren G, Nate Dogg just saying it, man. You can tell how I rhyme, I'm ahead of the game. And you only live once, you gotta pick your lane. You really can't lose whichever way you choose, as long as nobody fuck with my music.
Fuck with my music. Mess around and get it too, if at nobody fuck with my music. Fuck with my music. Cause I just might lose it. The sound make my moves so soothing. Fuck with my music.
It's the beat and the vocals, the bass and the treble. Boys, they know my EQ. Motherfucker level classic, ain't dying no time soon. Motherfucker shovel spitting flames in the fast lane. Pedal to the metal. And nah, I ain't gon' stop. I see these heathens with season hating steady on my cock. But when I'm jamming, it seems to keep me balanced. Lord willing, I make it. Yeah, push it and malice. Problem versus the hustler. Inside yourself, there's a challenge. However you do it, whichever way you manage, do it with careful planning. Just watch the way you handle it. Don't find yourself damaged and bruised when you choose to fuck with my music. Mess around and get to it, bet nobody fuck with my music. Fuck with my music. Cause I just might lose it. The sound make my mood so soothing. Fuck with my music.